You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
With the 20th National Congress of the Chinese Communist Party wrapping up, President Xi Jinping has been handed a third term in power. It breaks the precedent established since Mao Zedong's death in 1976, where presidents have traditionally been limited to two terms. For more on this monumental event in recent Chinese history, I spoke to Dr. Stephen Noakes, a senior lecturer in politics and international relations from the University of Auckland. So over the weekend, our time, Xi Jinping was handed a precedent-breaking third term in power. It's been widely expected ahead of Congress and throughout the week. So are there any surprises here?
No, not at all, to be honest with you. This panned out pretty much exactly like I would have thought it would. I just only add, it's precedent-breaking only when understood in the context of reform-era China. I was actually reminded by someone last week that there are other reforming communist countries where similar moves have been made by paramount leaders. It's just that hasn't really happened in China since the late 1970s or so. And so this exactly went down in the way that I really thought it would.
And he's kind of been, paving the way for a third term for quite a while. Obviously, in 2018, he abolished this two-term limit. What else has he done to kind of get himself in this position?
Well, technically, what has happened is not illegal. There's nothing illegal about it all. And the two-term limit was not a formal rule in the way that, say, constitutional amendments prevent American presidents from running for a third term. It was simply a soft norm. It was a practice that had been widely observed over the last 30 years or so in China. It's not as if the break that has come here with that really breaks any laws or anything formal. It's simply not been done in this way in recent history.
Some commentators have been drawing some parallels between Xi Jinping and Mao Zedong, the last person to kind of have such a lengthy time in power. What comparisons can we draw here?
It was common before Mao's death in the late 1970s, to refer to China's system of government as autocracy or one-man rule. And in lots of ways, there's a strong parallel with Xi and his rule now. So what we saw at the Party Congress over the weekend was the demotion of a number of long-standing tenants, if you like, and their replacement with more Xi loyalists. Over the last decade during which Xi has been the paramount leader, there has been an enforcement of strict ideological discipline within the party, certainly stricter than was the case before, as well as anti-corruption campaigns designed to eliminate those de-escalate, if you like, those who were not as loyal to Xi. So he's really surrounded himself with people who are on board with his vision for China.
And kind of in the wider context of the country, it's been quite strict, I suppose. The recent protest, the anti-lockdown protest, was quite a big deal, wasn't it?
I was surprised, to be honest, by the tone of some of it, which, especially given that it was occurring on the eve of the Party Congress, and a momentous one when she was expected to make the kinds of moves he has. To be honest, I didn't think you'd see quite that kind of anger, though certainly I understand why people are upset.
And kind of going into what he said during Congress, he hailed the crackdown on pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong. Can we expect something similar in terms of his approach in Taiwan?
To be honest, I would be a little bit surprised if it went as far as some people are worried it might. Absolutely nobody wants it to come to the use of military force. Words are words, but no one wants words to become actions. That said, I do think he's probably prepared to use all the necessary tools if it comes to that. I just don't think it's quite come to that yet.
Well, they have kind of already established their way, their perspective on Hong Kong and Taiwan with the one party, two systems, I believe.
One country, two systems.
One country, two systems, yeah.
Yeah, one country, two systems was actually developed originally in the early 1980s with Taiwan in mind. Once plans for reunification had to be shelved or put on the back burner, it was a system of government that was built into the basic law of Hong Kong, which is sort of like the Hong Kong Constitution, to guide and structure the retrocession to Chinese sovereignty in 1997. That was to last for a period of 50 years. And the idea was that it would allow Hong Kong to keep some of its systems of law and education and elements of its Western way of life and so on and so forth. I do think that there have been steady erosions in the integrity of one country, two systems over the last few years. And no, I wouldn't expect it to hang in the way it is supposed to on paper until 2047, I believe it is.
Right. And I guess kind of one more thing that emerged from Congress, the former president Hu Jintao was escorted out of Congress. He is quite elderly. Should we read into this anymore, or was it simply a health issue?
And that was a strange one. I'm not sure what to make of that, to be honest with you. On the one hand, like you say, I think it's fairly well known that Hu has had some health problems in recent years. On the other hand, it is quite unusual for someone to be kind of hustled off the stage like that in the way that Hu was. I have heard a number of commentators say they think that, oh, this was sort of a further flexing of the muscle, and it was emblematic of she eliminating the old guard. I don't think that's the case at all. There's really no indication that the removal of Hu from the stage like that was a scripted thing. Mm-hmm. I can understand why he, as the former paramount leader, would want to remain on the stage and not necessarily remove himself, even if he was feeling ill. But I think it's not something we're ever likely to actually know. I don't imagine there'll be a lot more international press on this. It's not really possible to say, but in an environment like that, I think it's best not to read more into it than what we see it on face.
For sure. And kind of making this more relevant to our local listeners, I suppose, this third term for Xi Jinping, do you think it will have any impacts on New Zealand?
No, not really, to be honest. My message would simply be get used to it. This was always what was probably going to happen, and now it has happened. So steady as she goes, more or less. The only thing I might add is that Xi's rule is a strong one. He's got very strong ideas about China's place in the world, about its approach to the types of things we would associate with democracy and human rights. He's not necessarily a fan. And so I expect that to continue. I don't anticipate you'll see a great deal more pliability in China's stances on these things. Just be prepared for that.
I guess in a way it's kind of like no surprises, right? He's already set he's made his goals very clear, his position in the Pacific with in regards to the West as well. With a new leader, that would kind of create a little bit more uncertainty, wouldn't it?
It would. In fact, people don't often know this about this or realize this about the Chinese Communist Party, but it's a so-called big tent. And like all political parties all over the world, contains wings, it contains factions, it brings together under one umbrella people who hate each other. And so were there to be turnovers in leadership, those create kind of critical points at which the succession process matters a great deal and could be important to stave off a larger political disaster such as the fall of the regime. So in taking the steps that he has, Xi has really safeguarded China and its position in the world against those threats.
And I guess he's going to be there for quite a bit longer as well, so...
I would imagine as long as his own health permits it, yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Something to watch then.
Yeah, I mean, this happens every few years. There's a gathering like this held. We'll see this again. This isn't the first or last.
That was Dr. Stephen Noakes, a senior lecturer in politics and international relations from the University of Auckland, speaking to me about Xi Jinping's third term in power.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.